Hey there, Grace Harbor families. It's Dan. My family is away on spring break this week, but I know this might be a regular week for you since spring break happens at different times in different places. So, to help keep you in your rhythm, this week we're revisiting episodes from the beginning of the podcast where I shared some about the history of Grace Harbor. Now, two quick notes. These were from early December, so you'll hear me talk about Advent and it'll sound like Christmas hasn't happened yet. Also, during Advent, we were doing episodes each morning and evening, so you might hear me say things like, talk to you tonight, or good evening, Grace Harbor, but we're only doing one each day this week. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great week, enjoy this look back, and we'll have brand new episodes next week. Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday. Let's see if we can get your brains going with a pop quiz. You ready? Okay. Do you know what a harbor is? That's part of our town name, and I say it all the time, but I was wondering recently if you knew what a harbor actually is. A harbor is a body of water that is both connected to the ocean, but also protected from the ocean. Does that make sense? If you look at a map and follow along the coast, you'll see all sorts of squiggles and bumps and curves. Sometimes it'll look like the ocean has fingers reaching inland. Or it might look like there's a big lake that connects to the ocean at one end. When you look at the names of these bodies of water, you'll see words like bay or cove, gulf or inlet. Or sometimes they get really unique names like estuary or lagoon or fjord, depending on where you are in the world. These are all different ways of describing bodies of water partially surrounded by land, but still open to the sea. But for something to be a harbor, it has to have a very specific characteristic. It has to be a place that's safe for boats and ships to dock or at least drop an anchor. Harbors are super important because they're places of safety and calm. Either because of the way they're naturally formed or sometimes thanks to structures that people build, there can be a huge storm raging out at sea, but the harbor is still safe. And so they become places that sailors look for when they know a storm is coming, or if they just need a place to rest. In fact, that's part of how our town ended up here. Our harbor was well known for being extra safe because we have some low cliffs that seem to reach out into the ocean and block even the biggest of storms. And back in the day, any place where lots of ships stopped was a great place to set up a trading post. Eventually, the people working the trading post looked around and thought, you know, this would be a great place for a town. And Grace Harbor was born. You want to know something cool? When I looked up harbor in the dictionary, it described this kind of body of water, but that wasn't the first definition. The first definition in the dictionary was a place of security and comfort. And that's because we've started to use the word to describe all kinds of things that offer to people what harbors offer to ships. You could put it this way: a harbor is any place that keeps us safe when life gets stormy. It could be a place like your house or apartment where you feel warm and safe and protected from the world outside. It could be a space inside your home, like your bedroom where you can find some peace and quiet, or your dinner table where you know it's safe to talk about anything and you can ask questions. Sometimes relationships can be harbors too, like the feeling you get when you're upset and your grown-up or a sibling gives you a hug, or when your best friend sits with you at lunch when you're having a tough day. When you're with them, you know you're safe and loved. Why don't you take a moment to answer this question? What are your safe places? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I wonder, did anyone have the same answers? Did anyone else have an answer that you agreed with? That would be kind of cool if your family shared something that feels like a harbor for all of you. As we get ready to head out of our harbors and into the wild world of Wednesday, why don't we take a moment and offer a prayer of gratitude to God for all of these safe places? If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this new day, and we thank you for all of the harbors in our lives. We thank you that there are people and places that make us feel safe and loved. When life starts to get stormy, remind us that we have harbors we can sail to. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tonight.